Chapter 15, Wars and Baby Boomers. Chapter Preview, Terms, Dictator, Ration, Suburbs, Baby Boomer, Cold War, Sit-In. People, Bill Malden, Thomas Gilcrease, Ada Lois Sipuel, George W. McLaurin, Robert S. Kerr, Roy J. Turner, Johnston Murray, Raymond Gary, Clara Looper, Leroy Gordon Cooper, Geraldine M. Cobb. Places, Tinker Field, Midwest City, Korea. Americans were tired and emotionally drained by the end of the 1930s, but world events would not let them sit idly by. They were soon thrust into the largest global war of the century. The war finally brought the country out of the Depression, but that would not be the only life-changing event of the 1940s and 1950s. The ingenuity of Oklahomans and Americans led to technological advances and prosperity, and a new generation was born. Section 1, World War II. As you read, look for the events that led to World War II. The contributions made by Oklahomans to the war effort, and vocabulary terms, dictator and ration. Articles in Oklahoma newspapers in the late 1930s and early 1940s were not only about dust storms and the economy. Headlines increasingly featured turbulent international events. The relatively small countries of Japan, Germany, and Italy, each led by a dictator, a ruler with complete control, believed the best way to get out of the Great Depression was to expand their borders and gain new resources. The dictators skillfully convinced their citizens that the best defense against communism was to make their countries larger. Tensions increase in Asia and Europe. Japan was an island nation that lacked the basic raw materials it needed to become a world power. It looked outward for those raw materials. In 1931, Japan invaded Manchuria, a province of China, an act that was protested by the United States and some European countries. Ignoring the protest, Japan continued its invasion toward the central provinces of China. Adolf Hitler and his Nazi Party gained control of Germany in 1933. Hitler's plan included making Germany strong again by freeing the country of undesirables, regaining lost territory, and conquering new territory. Hitler blamed most of Germany's problems on the Jewish people, and he began the atrocious, extremely evil, systematic act against humanity of exterminating millions of Jews and others. Surrounded by weaker countries, Hitler invaded Rhineland, the buffer zone between Germany and France, in 1936 and moved into Austria in 1938. Under Benito Mussolini, Italy also saw 1936 as the time to make its move for new territory by invading Ethiopia, an independent country in Northeast Africa. Soon after 1936, Germany and Italy formed an alliance to support right-wing, conservative Spanish general Francisco Franco in his revolt against the politically left-wing Republican Spain. The Spanish Civil War was a testing ground for Germany's and Italy's weapons and tactics. Hitler and the Soviet Union made a secret pact in which they agreed to not attack each other. A week later, September 1, 1939, German troops invaded Poland. Germany ignored Great Britain's demand to stop that invasion. Country by country, Germany and Italy continued occupying nations. Great Britain and France fought to halt the aggression. But on June 14, 1940, Germany captured Paris, and France was split into two zones. German air raids on Great Britain began on August 8, 1940, but the Royal Air Force fought back, and on September 17, Hitler postponed the invasion of Great Britain. War engulfs the United States. the United States was still smarting from being stuck with a big part of the expense of World War I, and it was only beginning to see hope after the Great Depression. Most Americans wanted no part of the trouble brewing overseas, and Congress passed several neutrality laws in the mid-1930s. President Roosevelt watched with alarm as the aggressors continued taking over countries, and he realized that U.S. involvement was inevitable. Congress removed the ban on arms shipments overseas in September 1939, and the United States began rebuilding its Army and Navy. The first peacetime military draft was initiated in September 1940. Germany took on another mighty foe when it ignored the earlier agreement and targeted the Soviet Union in June 1941. Hitler's troops were finally turned back December 5, 1941, just outside of Moscow. The United States sent weapons and supplies to both Great Britain and the Soviet Union in an effort to halt Germany. In September, merchant ships with war supplies were escorted by American ships to Great Britain. In October, a German submarine sank the Reuben James, an American ship. To try to slow Japan's aggressions, the United States reduced its oil exports, but the effort failed. Japan joined Germany and Italy as the Axis powers. Negotiations between the United States and Japan halted. Japan's new premier, General Hideki Tojo, believed that no nation could stop Japan's rise to power. Shortly after dawn, on December 7, 1941, over 180 Japanese planes attacked the U.S. naval base in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The surprise attack destroyed 12 American warships and 188 aircraft, killed 2,403 American servicemen and 68 civilians, and wounded 1,200. Hit by four torpedoes, the USS Oklahoma was one of the first battleships sunk, and 429 men aboard were killed. A stunned nation heard a saddened but determined President Roosevelt call December 7th a day which will live in infamy. On December 8, 1941, the United States declared war against Japan. 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. The United States joined the Allied powers of the United Kingdom, France, Poland, Norway, Belgium, the Netherlands, the Soviet Union, China, and Brazil. A nation mobilizes. Although Americans were split in their views of the war, efforts across the country had geared up for possible war. In 1940, the War Department began looking for sites for arms and ammunition plants, defense plants, military training centers, and supply and maintenance depots. The central part of the country was found to be especially suitable, and Oklahoma's location, climate, and workforce were seen as ideal. On April 8, 1941, Oklahoma City had received a contract for a supply and maintenance depot, and Tinker Field was opened in 1942. The depot was named after Clarence Leonard Tinker, the first American Indian in the U.S. Army to reach the rank of Major General. Douglas Aircraft built military airplanes at both its Tinker and Tulsa plants. Midwest City, founded by W.P. Atkinson, was developed to provide a complete community for the people stationed at Tinker. Oklahoma Military Facilities. In addition to Tinker Field, more than 80 military facilities were built or approved in Oklahoma between 1941 and 1943. An infantry training center, later named Camp Gruber, was built in the Cookson Hills of eastern Oklahoma near Bragg's. The nearby Hatbox Field Defense Facility at Muskogee was used to move troops in and out by air. Almost 45,000 troops were trained at Camp Gruber, which employed 4,000 civilians. Enid leased land to the government in 1941 for $1 a year for a pilot training field that was known as the Air Corps Basic Flying School. The Army Air Corps took control of Will Rogers Field in Oklahoma City in 1941. The Army Air Corps Frederick Field, the Clinton Naval Air Station at Burns Flat, and Altus Army Airfield were all established in 1942. Okmulgee, Veneta, and Stillwater were locations of glider schools. Navy facilities located at Norman included an air station, hospital, and training schools. Electricity, radio, and Oriental language training schools were held at Stillwater, and an air gunner school was located at Purcell. Other naval facilities were at Durant, Shawnee, and McAllister, and a large ammunitions depot was built at McAllister in 1943. Oklahoma and several other states hosted British flying schools. The contract flying schools were located at Miami, Ponca City, and Tulsa. 15 Royal Air Force students died while training at the Miami school, and one flyer was killed training at Tulsa. Boise City in the Panhandle was bombed by accident during the war. A training flight crew based at Dalhart Army Base in Texas mistook streetlights around the courthouse in Boise City for their target, which was actually 15 miles further south. 6 practice bombs were dropped on the sleeping town at 12:30 a.m. July 5, 1943. Luckily, no one was injured. Oklahomans in the war. Signs read, "Closed. Gone to Army. No trespassing. Will open after war." Almost 200,000 Oklahomans enlisted in the armed forces, and another 300,000 were drafted. Nationwide, 16,112,566 Americans served in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Thousands of women volunteered for the Army and Navy Nurse Corps, Women's Army Corps, WAC, the Navy's Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, WAVES, the Marine Corps Women's Reserve, the U.S. Coast Guard Women's Reserve, SPARS, Women Air Force Service Pilots, WASP, Red Cross, United Service Organizations, USO, and Civil Air Patrol. Oklahomans served in all branches of the military, and most served with people from all parts of the country. Some units were more regional, such as the 45th Infantry Division of the National Guard. The division was formed soon after World War I with men from Oklahoma, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. It was one of the first 4 National Guard divisions called to duty in World War II. Called the Thunderbirds, the division saw heavy fighting in Europe, and over 20,000 men in the 45th lost their lives. Some troops from the 157th Infantry Regiment of the 45th helped liberate the Dachau concentration camp in Germany. 8 members of the Thunderbirds received the nation's highest honor for bravery, the Medal of Honor. General George S. Patton called the 45th one of the best, if not the best, division in the history of American arms. Bill Malden of New Mexico joined the Thunderbirds in 1940, and he soon became the cartoonist for the 45th Division News. Malden created 2 average soldiers who appeared in his Willie and Joe cartoons. The cartoons provided brief moments of humor amidst the grim realities of war. Malden became a cartoonist for Stars and Stripes in 1944. In 1945, he won the Pulitzer Prize for his wartime cartoons. Many Oklahomans were a part of the 90th Infantry Division, which was activated in 1917 primarily with Texas and Oklahoma soldiers. The division's first insignia was T.O., representing Texas and Oklahoma. As soldiers from other states joined, the patch's meaning was changed to Tough Hombres. The 90th was involved in several major campaigns, including the landing on Utah Beach at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. Monuments at Lake Texoma, honoring the soldiers of the 90th who had died in battle, were moved in 2001 to Camp Travis near San Antonio, Texas, where the division was formed. World War II Code Talkers. The success of the Native American Code Talkers in World War I led to their use in World War II. Different groups of Indians were used in both major theaters areas of the war. Members of the Navajo tribe used their native language in the Pacific Theater for the Army and Marines. Comanche Indians, assigned to the 4th Signal Company of the Army's 4th Infantry Division in the European Theater, used their unwritten language for transmitting and receiving messages. Both languages baffled the enemy, and the codes remained unbroken. Members of several other Native American tribes were also code talkers. They included Cherokee, Choctaw, Cheyenne, Muscogee Creek, Kiowa, Osage, Pawnee, Seminole, Sac and Fox, Sioux, Mohawk, Chippewa, Oneida, Menominee, and Hopi. Oklahoma camps. The surprise attack by Japan caused an immediate concern and fear of Americans who were of Japanese, German, or Italian descent. Many Japanese Americans, especially on the West Coast, were quickly rounded up and moved to relocation centers for the duration of the war. Three relocation centers were located in Oklahoma, at Fort Sill, McAllister, and Springtown. Many of the Allies' prisoners of war were shipped to American POW camps, over 30 of which were located in Oklahoma. One of the larger camps was at Alva. The first German POWs arrived in July 1942 by truck. Later groups came by train. By February 1945, there were almost 5,000 men confined at Alva. Only one prisoner was shot and killed while trying to escape from the Alva camp. The post cemetery at Fort Reno contains the graves of 66 German and Italian POWs who died while in camp and two Germans who died in an Oklahoma alien internment camp. After the war, the remaining POWs were shipped home. The home front. To keep the home front strong, Americans who weren't in the military filled the work positions of those who went overseas. Women went to work in the factories and plants, and they came to be called Rosies for Rosie the Riveter, the character in a famous World War II poster. A rivet is a metal bolt or pin. Farmers and ranchers who had survived the drought were called on to produce more livestock and crops. Families once again planted victory gardens to raise their own vegetables. Food, clothing, petroleum, and other items were rationed, that is, the supply of certain items was limited. People needed ration stamps to purchase the items. Schools and organizations held drives to collect everything from scrap metal to gum wrappers to money. Patriotic posters to buy savings bonds and promote the war effort were everywhere, and newsreels brought pictures of the battles to local theater screens. The war ends. On June 6, 1944, D-Day, the Allies began a massive, bloody counterattack on the Axis powers on the beaches of Normandy, France. 12 nations supplied almost 3 million troops in the campaign that lasted over 2 months and ended with the liberation of Paris on August 25th. The Allied march across Europe ended with the fall of Berlin in April 1945. Hitler committed suicide on April 30th, 1945, and Germany's surrender was accepted on May 8th, VE Day. The war in the Pacific Theater was equally brutal. Troops battled for islands as the Allies methodically worked their way across the Pacific Ocean toward the Japanese mainland. At the same time, some of America's top scientists were working on the secret Manhattan Project. On July 16, 1945, President Harry Truman received word that scientists had perfected the atomic bomb. Fearing a tremendous loss of Allied troops in an invasion of Japan, Truman called for Japan to surrender unconditionally or face total destruction. Japan ignored the warning. On August 6, 1945, the crew of the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, a major supply and logistics base for the Japanese military. An estimated 60,000 people were killed, but Japan still refused to surrender. A second atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, a shipbuilding center, on August 9th, killing an estimated 40,000 people that day. The Japanese finally surrendered on August 15th, and the official surrender papers were signed on September 2, 1945. The war was over, but the numbers were staggering. Worldwide, some 62 million people died as a result of the war, including military, civilians, and the millions who died during the Holocaust, the name given to the slaughter of Europeans, especially Jews, by the Nazis. About 6,500 Oklahomans died, and another 11,000 were wounded in the war. 13 Oklahomans were awarded the Medal of Honor, the highest U.S. military award. It's your turn. Number 1. Why did Japan feel the need to expand its territory? Number 2. How did women serve in the military in World War II? Number 3. Who were the Thunderbirds?